You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Talking Twins baseball today on this 19th of January, a Friday afternoon, with our good friend Rhett Bollinger, Twins reporter for MLB.com. Rhett, we thank you for the time. Some cool things to discuss this week. We'll talk about a rather surprising two-year deal to bring in Addison Reed to add to that new-look bullpen, which already includes new additions Zach Duke and Fernando Rodney. We'll talk about where Reed slots in to that new-look bullpen for the Twins here in 2018. We'll talk about the pursuits of a marquee starting pitcher. We've heard them linked to Yu Darvish. You know, might they entertain Jake Arrieta? Might they entertain Lance Lynn? We'll get your take on that. But first, I want to start off with some very notable additions to the front office. As in recent days, the Twins have added a couple of legends, Jim Cott and Justin Morneau, to the front office. And I always chuckle, you know, when moves like this are made and teams say, you know, well, he's going to be in the role of special assistant. You know, there can't be a more vague term than that. It always kind of makes me laugh. So kind of, you know, break down a little bit for us with more specificity, you know, what their special assistant roles are going to be. What's Cott going to be doing? What's Morneau going to be doing? You know, how are they really going to contribute to this Twins front office?
So they are both special assistants, as you said. So, yeah, I think the big difference is that Morneau is going to be more on the baseball operations side. He's going to actually do some real front office work and do some, you know, whether it's scouting or seeing on draft room stuff and, you know, helping out with, you know, free agency stuff. He's going to kind of sit on a lot of those meetings and kind of find out more, you know, about those realms. I think obviously he's getting out of baseball pretty fresh. He didn't play last year, but obviously had a great career, has a lot of insight he could offer to the front office, which is something he's wanted to do. So I think it's not just kind of, sometimes you get those jobs and it's more of a, you know, kind of a paper title and you don't really do much. With Morneau, I think he's going to be very active. And I think one of the things, too, he's been on the ballpark a lot. He lives here. He said that one of the things he really wanted to help out was Max Kepler, you know, the left-handed swing and, right fielder, who has a very similar swing to Morneau. I think he kind of wants to help him. Kepler had a great rookie year last year, was a little bit more inconsistent. So I think that's kind of one of the big hopes is maybe he can work with him a little bit, even on the mental side of the game, too. So he'll be in spring training, two different stints, too, to help out his instructor. So really, it's just good to have him around the organization. But it's a real role, though, too. He's really had some real say and some real things he'll be doing. Whereas Jim Cott's kind of more of a celebratory role. You know, he's a special assistant to the organization, but it's going to be more, kind of community events and things like that. He'll be down in spring training as well for part of the time. And then he's here at Twins Fest this weekend, which begins here today on Friday. So he'll be here to meet the fans, sign some autographs too as well. So his role is more similar to what, you know, Tony Oliva does and Rod Carew and, you know, Ken Urbick, some guys that are more the legends of the organization that are a little bit older that have more of a, you know, they still have a role in terms of the community events and going on caravan, those type of things. But Morneau is going to be more kind of day-to-day and more into the grind of baseball, whereas the other role is a little bit more celebratory.
And, Rhett, I'm curious, you know, Jim Cott has been a broadcaster and an outstanding one for many, many years. You know, I and many others, I'm sure yourself too, have enjoyed hearing him on numerous broadcasts over the years. Is he giving up his broadcast duties, or is he still going to kind of do double duty with his front office role? What's the situation there?
It's a great question. I have to check in with him and see. I wouldn't be surprised if he did a few games. I've also heard some rumblings that Morneau might do a few games as well. So I think that's kind of the plan right now is Morneau might do 10 games or so. Still not official. I think the Twins kind of want to put out a press release because they kind of mix it up a lot of times. You know, last year was kind of fun. They had Torii Hunter do some of the games. You know, they had LaTroy Hawkins do some games. So from what I've heard, Morneau is going to probably do that as well. And as you said, Jim Cott's done a lot of stuff in the past with the Yankees and even the Twins back in the day and MLB Network. You got to figure he'll probably have a role in that as well.
Yeah, and I mean, what better mentor for Justin Morneau to have than Jim Cott, because he's done this, you know, for decades after his playing career ended. A great person to learn from when they both hopefully get behind the mic here for the 2018 season. And, right, you know, it's not uncommon for teams to add, you know, former legends to their front office after their playing days are done. But the Twins, it seems, you know, lately, obviously very intent on doing this is, again, they bring in within the course of, what, 4 days, Justin Morneau and Jim Cott. Is this a concerted effort on their part to kind of maintain continuity within the organization, or am I reading too much into this? Like, what's the plan here?
It definitely is. You're absolutely right. I mean, I think last year we know the big moves where they, you know, added Torii Hunter to the organization. You know, they added Michael Kadire and LaTroy Hawkins. They had similar roles to Morneau. They actually, you know, same thing, they had input. into free agency last year. I know Kadir was a guy that really liked Matt Belisle a lot in free agency. He was his teammate in Colorado. And I believe Troy Hawkins knew him pretty well, too, and recommended him. Sure enough, Belisle was a great addition for them as well. And those guys are all mentors, too. You know, Torrey Hunter's going to be a mentor, of course, to Byron Buxton. The same way the Twins would love to have Morneau be a mentor to Kepler. I think that this is the organization wants to do this. I think the next few guys you might see do this could even be, you know, Johan Santana was elected to the Twins Hall of Fame today, which is a big honor for him. But he lives in Fort Myers, so where the Twins have spring training. So he expressed interest today in a conference call and being a spring training instructor and helping out as well. So I could see him being a guy they add as well, the special assistant. And Glenn Perkins. If Glenn Perkins doesn't pitch next year, right now I think it probably looks that way coming off, you know, the injuries he's had. He's a very smart guy, very into analytics and advanced stats. I think he'd love to try his hand in the front office and kind of learn more about analytics and baseball as well, too. So I do think it's a concerted effort by the front office, and I think we're going to see more and more former Twins that have something to add be added to it.
Yeah, I mean, and how cool would it be for a young Twins player to walk into spring training and there's Jim Cott, there's Justin Morneau, there's Johan Santana. I mean, what a cool thing that is, obviously. And congrats to Johan Santana, as again, we're talking on this Friday the 19th for his election into the Twins Hall of Fame. Well-deserved, to say the least. So it's been a good week for some former Twins and hopefully for some current Twins as the 2018 season goes on here. Rhett, want to shift gears a little bit. The Twins surprised a lot of people, maybe yourself included, by signing Addison Reed to a two-year deal. Reed put up good numbers in 2017 between the Mets and the Red Sox following a midseason trade. He's put up good years now for a couple of seasons. Now, the Twins obviously had already signed Fernando Rodney to close. They signed Zach Duke to be in a setup role. Now they bring in Reed. Did this kind of surprise you a little bit? Because I think, you know, the consensus was that the Twins were kind of done or close to done in terms of, you know, revamping that bullpen.
It did surprise me. I thought the Twins might add maybe one guy that might be more lower end, like, you know, maybe Matt Belisle on a one-year deal to kind of come back considering the year that he had last year for them and as a leader and guy that kind of wanted to be back. Or maybe some minor league free agents. I didn't think it was going to, you know, a two-year deal after already signing Duke and Robbie. So it did kind of come out of nowhere. But the Twins really like Reed a lot. I talked to, you know, Chief Baseball Officer Derek Salvey. Told me they had Reed as one of the top three relievers available even open the offseason. So they really wanted him. And the fact that he was still out there and they got an affordable two-year deal, they couldn't pass it up. They loved that idea of having him be kind of that swing man that's going to be able to kind of come in and be that top setup reliever, but come in and get out of jams. They're going to keep Rodney as closer as the plan right now. Of course, things can change in the bullpen, as we all know. But he gives him another, you know, arm that can strike a lot of guys out. He's not a guy that throws really, really hard for a right-hander, but he's a guy that has a great slider, two-pitch guy, but still gets a lot of strikeouts. He's had, you know, good numbers throughout his career. He has some closing experience, which helps in case they need to, you know, shift over from Rodney. He's going to be 40 years old this season. So, it was a great signing for them. I said, for 2 years to get a guy like that, it's funny, the first first multi-year contract the Twins have ever given to a free agent reliever. So that kind of tells you in the past, the Twins were never a team that really went out and added relievers via free agency. So it's a big sign for this team. And the bullpen now, I think they're probably done. I think talking to Falvey today, he told me that, you know, barring something small, he doesn't really see too much additions to the bullpen right now.
No, it's interesting to find a guy in Reed that he checks all the boxes. He's a veteran. He has closed, and he has set up. So it's rare to find a guy with all three attributes who's still in the prime of his career. I don't think he's even 30 yet. But he did a great job in front of Craig Kimbrell last year and then before that in front of Jay Arias Familia with the Mets. So he is certainly comfortable in that role if that is indeed where the Twins slot him for 2018 as the setup guy, the eighth-inning guy, ahead of Fernando Rodney. Rhett, can you make a case? This might be a little bit out there, but obviously we've talked about, you know, for weeks and weeks and weeks about the Twins' pursuit of a frontline starter, whether that's Darvish, whether that's Arrieta. We don't know where that's going to lead. But do you think that, you know, did the Twins kind of say to themselves, well, if that doesn't happen, we need to fortify the bullpen and beef up the bullpen so that at the very least we can say, you know what, we didn't get the starter we wanted, but we've done a terrific job remaking this bullpen, you know, as kind of a plan B. Is that kind of the thinking as a safeguard for the case that the Twins might not sign that frontline starter?
Well, I talked to Derek Falvey today about that. I asked him specifically that the signing of Reed precludes you at all from any of the top starters in the market. And he said, not even specifically asked about Darvish, and he wouldn't name names, but all he'd say was that it doesn't affect it. And he feels like the Twins still have the budget to sign a top-line starter. He feels like ownership will allow them to do that. They do have a lot of budget flexibility going forward in terms of future years because They don't really have anybody signed a long-term contract, beyond, I think, 2019. They don't have anybody under contract. So if they wanted to, sign a guy like Darvish, they have the budget to be able to do that. So it's certainly a possibility. I still think it might be a little bit more of a long shot, but they're still in on him from what they've been telling me and from what I've been hearing in general. So I think they might be more likely to go after a guy like Cobb or Lynn. But of those top three starters, they're still definitely in that market and trying to find out what's going to happen with them because, as we know, that it's just such a slow-moving market among the starting pitchers that it's hard to know when it's going to kind of start to trickle down or what's going to happen here. But the Twins are very confident they're going to add at least one starter. They almost have to in terms of their rotation depth. If they want to compete, they're going to need to add somebody. And obviously they're looking at some mid-tier guys too, but I do think that the signing of Reed, from what he said at least, shouldn't affect their pursuit of any of the starting pitchers that they wanted in the first place.
I mean, what an offseason that would be if they get these bullpen reinforcements and they sign a guy like Darvish, they sign a guy like Cobb or Arrieta. I mean, that would make them a clear offseason winner. Of course, championships aren't won in the winter, but they can be lost. So we'll see what the Twins do or don't do here in the coming weeks. And, Rhett, to wrap up here in the final minute or so, we know that there's an ongoing investigation into the alleged misconduct by Miguel Sano back during the 2015 season. Any sort of timetable on when we could see a resolution to this?
Well, Sal, we talked about it a little bit today at Twins Fest. There's really not a full timetable. I think the Twins, from what they've been told by MLB, they'd like to have something done by, spring training, but it's not, or even before the start of the season, but it's not, set in stone. They're still kind of gathering the facts. MLB is the Twins. Stay out of it other than like little things that they need, but more than anything, it's an MLB investigation. The Twins don't have the power to do anything at all, really, to suspensions or anything. It's all going to be handled by MLB, so the Twins have kind of stayed out of it. And for now, full cooperation, but no real timetable. I think just the hope from what I've been hearing around the Twins is that it'll be done by spring training in terms of what's going to happen, but the investigation is ongoing, from what I've been told.
I know that Miguel is anxious to clear his name, and hopefully that is the resolution to this. Of course, time will tell. Rhett Bollinger, great stuff as always. We thank you for the time. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins.